We got a little bit worried in the first sort of, you know, few sessions of recording this second album, because I think we're comparing it to the making of the first album. You know, we quite quickly realised you can never expect two albums to be made in the same way. With Sign No More, sort of great run it had, you know, I no one really anticipated that, least of all us. So getting in the studio to do it again, there certainly is an element of, like, wretched fear. A lot of the time a band is sort of forced into the studio, you know, especially if they've done well, and the label will be saying, you know, let's get another record out, you guys are hot, whatever, you know, and they're sort of forced into it before they're really ready. And thankfully, we don't really have a record deal, not one that's structured in that way. We license our record to labels, different labels all around the world, so there was no one on our back, no sort of forced timescale. So, you know, we were sort of blessed with the chance to do it in our own time, which I think is a real saving grace. I think we could have, you know, released a pretty terrible album about a year ago.
Because there's so much attention around you and at the moment, has it affected the band in any way whatsoever, or are you still as tight and as close-knit and as friendly with each other as you always have been?
It's an interesting thing. I think as an operation, it's grown immensely. I'm like, you know, we're behind this beautiful venue right now, I'm looking at like all the buses and all this sort of stuff, and like it's a very different operation. It's grown. Like, I think every opportunity we can, the sort of four of us lads try and just run away together and just be a bit silly, and that's sort of always been the sort of modus operandi. You know, we always sort of just like to mess around a bit. So quite lucky, all our crew's still the same, and it's grown a bit. But yeah, the same sort of core people surround us, so not a lot's changed really.
Would you do a smaller, very low-key, and when I mean smaller gig, would you do one of these gigs that the Stone Roses have just done with to 400 or 200 people and back where you began?
Definitely, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're well up for that. We haven't really got anything planned. We're trying to work out how to launch the album in London at the moment. We might try and sort of think up something like that. A bit annoying, though, when you feel like you might be murking people, you know, like when if there's like a bunch of people who want to see you, and then you go and do a show to couple hundred people. It's obviously awesome. I would love to have been at that Stone Roses gig, but the fact that I wasn't, I'm a little bit angry about. But actually, I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but this UK tour that we're planning at the moment is really cover both sides of things. We want to do a sort of lap of almost the sort of perimeter of the UK, doing some much smaller venues, and then in the major cities, London, you know, whatever. I don't want to say any others in case we don't get there. But yeah, the other major cities, of which there'll be maybe five or six, we'll do some pretty big shows.